Hello and welcome back to Tuesday Night Gaming, starring Jay, Alana, Zach, and Matt. And today we're playing Fortnite and we're talking Fallout 3.
Yeah, Fallout.
Yeah, we are.
Season 1, Episode 3.
Or as I like to call it, Fallout 3. And Alana just got herself killed.
Because you guys took all the stuff and left me nothing.
We didn't leave. You're in a totally different area.
There were so many
weapons.
This is not even close to where we were before.
I have to leave to find, make my own way in the world.
Just like Lucy.
And just like Lucy, you get killed.
You set a fire in the middle of the
night. You said Lucy, I thought you meant from Peanuts.
Team here.
Yeah, let's kill him.
For Alana and the Red Dawn. Ah, crap.
You're fighting an NPC, now's our chance. Anywho's. So the beginning is we have that... Walter, is it Walter Goggins?
Yeah, Walton Goggins.
He's acting in a Western show. Just like the cowboy, yes.
Yep, and they're saying, oh crap, they're saying that his time is passing. He used to be the good guy and always do the right thing, but now modern audiences want somebody tougher and meaner. Zach, should we just collect reboot cards and get out of here?
Let's get out of here.
Do we have Jay's card?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Yeah, guys want people who are meaner, and then we also meet his family, including the little girl from the beginning.
Well,
and
no, they just want to, they just, not necessarily meaner, they just want
I got
a different vibe.
Yay.
Where people, you know, that not that everything will always be hunky-dory, and they just want someone with an edge.
So right,
they want the opposite of what happened to Boba Fett.
Right.
Yeah. Well, that's it's kind of like Toy Story, where Woody's so nice, and Buzz is like, has some edge to him.
Really? I don't know. I don't
know.
That's not the best analogy.
I don't know about that.
It's more like, I don't know, it's more like Superman versus, you know, Watchmen, right? They went like tougher anti-heroes, like the Punisher. I don't know. That was kind of the impression I was getting.
I feel like
they just want someone gritty.
They didn't focus too much on it. So.
Yeah, they didn't care. They didn't want him to be bad. They just wanted someone who the audience can see be broken.
Well, somebody who shoots the guy.
No, but specifically they say we want the good guy to be broken. It's like when when you see, I guess Batman, because when
you like Batman,
when Batman, you know, or in certain Batman, one universe, when Batman actually ends up killing someone in anger,
right? Yeah,
but it's more. It's just because they want to see someone who broken and who can't take much more of life, much like to. Connect to what everyone else around them is doing.
Or they just want more complex characters, right? Like a character that goes through a narrative arc and has a tough time and, you know, changes as opposed to the guy who always does the right thing and, you know, the Superman, right? Who's always does
like
the right thing.
From the 50s.
For the sake of doing the right thing. Right, exactly.
But it's not the 50s anymore. Times are changing.
Oh, team here.
Jay,
team here.
Did you aggro a bunch of bots?
Nope. A team on top of the hill did.
Yeah, kill the team. Kill the enemy team.
Oh gosh, our tactical position is so bad.
Are we done with the Hollywood part? Yeah, we're done with the Hollywood, and he's going to try on a new costume.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't know what it is.
Right.
So now, then we learn that the ghoul is coughing, and even though he's lived for 200 years, he has some kind of like, you know,
wasting disease.
Cough issue. Yeah, he has cancer, lung cancer.
He's got, he's like a undead... Monster.
You just say monster a lot. You know you want to.
He is a monster.
And we also learned that he's a ghoul. I thought there was, it's confusing because it says the ghoul when it first introduced him. So I thought it was going to be a ghoul.
He is a ghul.
He is a ghul. But he
I thought
also
he was the
ghoul.
There's only one. Yeah.
Well, he's a ghoul, but also the ghoul.
Okay, so he's
well known
he's like
ghoul.
He's like the American, if it was a story set in like France, so there's only one American.
Yeah, he's the only ghoul who's the main character in this series.
But also one of the most famous ones, it seems like.
I guess so.
I mean, people know. Yeah, Infamous. I mean, people know. I mean, they dug him up because he's so well known that he gets the job done. And
it was two guys, Dad.
Bounty hunter. And it seems like even when he went into town, people knew, like, to a degree.
Mm. Yeah. So. Yeah. Did I?
Okay. So yeah. So then we have Lucy, who's got leaking a lonely travel,
eating deviled eggs.
Yeah, that was interesting.
You didn't like that, Alana?
I mean, they weren't refrigerated.
So
maybe the box refrigerated them. I don't know.
Yeah, they have weird technology. So maybe the box or the backpack is one of those cooler bags.
Or like an MRE, when you open it, it chemically heats.
And she examines the head, learns about where the little doodad is, and it zaps her.
Keeps
I don't know if that's going to be relevant later, but...
I wonder if that's to explain why they don't just cut the little doodad out.
Hmm.
You know, it has like a defense mechanism. Like Batman.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Or maybe it has a connection to Vault Dwellers.
I doubt that.
I like the fact that she once again is making a fire at nighttime.
Yeah, seriously. I was waiting for her to say, okay, I know from this guy, this very guy whose head I'm holding, that I shouldn't make a fire, but nope.
Yeah. These characters never listen to good advice. Drives the audience crazy.
They assume the golden rule will hold true and that they'll be safe. Because golden rule is you don't screw with people.
It's more like holding the idiot box, but yeah.
Well, but except she doesn't get attacked by any rad roaches, so
yeah,
it's okay.
So, see?
That's true. All right, so then we cut to Maximus doing his Han Solo impression on the radio. They call him, and he says, everything's good here. How are you?
Yeah, he almost literally says that. And I call this part the increasingly poor decisions of Maximus.
I mean, they do... you don't want to talk about the idiot box. Man, he really does carry the idiot box. Isn't that the expression, the idiot box? The character carries the idiot box to move the plot forward?
I thought it was idiot box. What did you call it?
That's what Matt said, idiot
box.
That's
what I said.
No, I'm going to say plot. Idiot plot. Right?
Oh, yeah, idiot plot. There's that too.
Yeah.
Move up here, everybody, please. But the other kind, I don't think they ever established Maximus to be smart.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I'm pretty sure they established that he's not.
I guess that's true, but he's devious enough to betray Titus, and
I mean,
you know,
and you don't have to be smart for that.
I guess that's true, but he figured out all the squire stuff, right? I mean, like, he knows how the armor works mostly
because he's been trained this whole entire time.
I guess he's not smart enough to fix that one little widget, right?
You might say he's smart, but he lacks common sense. I think we all know people like that.
Street smarts.
Smarts.
That means he knows which street he lives on.
That's right.
So you guys like the part where he just confronts the raiders messing with the armor and they just beat him up?
That was the stressful part. Very stressful. Yeah.
But then he gets a new squire, and I like this reveal a lot.
Where's this guy from?
From the from the first scene.
Yeah, but I feel like he was in some other show, but
it's like, you know, the actor from somewhere.
Yeah, but I don't know.
Oh yeah, he's been in other stuff. I just can't remember.
And I like that he's worried that the guy will recognize him, so he has to go hide.
Yeah. This is something. It's from something, but I'm not sure what. It's like where he has to, like I said, it's increasingly poor decisions because he gets gets pulled deeper and deeper in. the web of lies gets tighter and tighter.
I wonder why he doesn't just say, I guess probably because he'd be ordered back. I was going to say, I wonder why he doesn't just say, oh, Titus died and I'm taking over his mission.
In Shogun, they'd be like, you clearly let him die, and they would kill him.
Well, I don't think they would assume that, but they would probably say, okay, you're not a knight. You are ordered to return home.
That's right now.
And then yeah. the jig is up. So
that's right.
Yeah, I mean, they don't seem like they seem like a pretty no nonsense. I'm pretty sure they would take him out, or at least make him give up the honor.
I mean, remember when Tess was like, "You're so fucked, man. They'll kill you for this."
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It seems like you screwed either way, to be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So, oh yeah. So when he fights the goons, I wrote down, didn't he have a gun? Wasn't there a part? Didn't he have like a handgun?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's in the armor.
Oh.
It's like RoboCop. It's a it's like part of the.
Well, the armor has a gun, but I feel like he, as a squire, also had a gun. Yeah, he did. He definitely did. He uses it in the part with the.
Oh yeah,
with the,
yeah,
like,
with
bear.
The abomination, but it gets knocked out of his hands. It's long gone.
What? Okay.
It's long gone.
Where you guys want to go? Anybody care?
Let's keep going, enemy
Dowdy, right here.
Dowdy Hunter.
Enemy right in front of us too.
So the
ah.
Do you guys like the part where he crushes the guy's head with the armor, with the Iron Man hand?
Yeah, that was pretty cool. Actually, that was actually pretty sweet.
Good job. But yeah. Yeah. Okay. So
it's kind of dumb of them to like let him have the arm, let him get close to the armor, but yeah.
On top of a hill.
Yep. So, okay. So he hits the squire. It's a good dynamic. Ooh, a crown. Stay sharp. Yeah, that means his buddies are going to be coming around.
Right, like, he immediately starts abusing his new squire because, of course, he does.
Yeah, well, and he gets a lot of pleasure out of, like, taunting him.
Well, because that's the guy who was beating his ass in the first scene of the
movie. Yeah, that's true. They talk about that.
Pushing
yeah.
his asshole.
He admits he was a
he was wrong.
He was a jerk to him.
That Maximus guy, you know, he's all right. He's all right. I shouldn't
he
have
was a good guy. He was a good guy. Yeah.
So, yeah. That was kind of funny. You might call it dramatic irony.
Alana, no.
It's kind of.
Where'd you guys go?
Why don't you stay with us?
I don't know. I thought you were here.
All right.
The team survived.
Bring it on.
Okay, so next we have. There's a shout out to Sunset Sarsaparilla. There's like a thing on
I didn't write that down, but yeah.
It's from New Vegas.
Okay.
Drinking all the time.
The next thing I wrote is Lucy fights the abomination versus an abomination. Don't remember which one.
Was that the gulper?
The gulper.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, the gulper. And it takes the head. And
gulpers are not in any of the games that I have played.
Okay.
That gulper was really nasty.
And I talked to Zach about this already, but I guess the idea is that it looks, it's like
human ass.
Yeah.
Because yeah.
It's like mutated with a human.
Yeah. It's some kind of human hybrid that mutated. Yeah. Very gross. And it takes the head and that's it. It just goes back in. It reminded me of what's the thing from Lord of the Rings, you guys?
Oh, the Watcher in the Water.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
It was
super
like that. Yeah. That was kind of funny. Get off the road. Befriend and enter. Okay.
But
and,
I do appreciate with the show. It's like, how are they going to get out of this one? How is she going to get the head back?
Yep. It seems like it's going to be tough. The ghoul arrives and kicks her down.
Yeah, she's not much of a threat.
She knows hand-to-hand combat. She doesn't know fish to
well,
water
I'm sure,
to
I'm sure
air.
The ghoul would take her down in hand-to-hand combat too, but...
Doesn't he have like super strength?
Oops, sorry, mm-hmm. Jack.
Well, yeah, he's invincible.
So yeah, I wasn't here last week.
What are you doing?
I didn't like how the ghoul could just like take bullets from Maximus's giant gun and just kind of shrug it off.
Yeah,
I mean, he got hurt.
But he didn't. He didn't.
He got delayed.
He practically just brushed it off.
I agree with that. I agree that. He should be ruling the wasteland if he's that invulnerable to damage.
Yeah, it's just, and it creates a real lack of dramatic tension. Get out! I'm releasing the car. 3, 2, 1, go.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lack of tension, though. It is, if he's the villain, there's a lot of tension, because you're like, how are they going to kill him? Because this is America, we resolve our problems by killing each other.
I guess, yeah, I guess that's true.
What? Oh, shit. Where are all my guns? What the
fuck? Oh, shit, I have no guns. I have no ammo.
There's someone here.
Alana!
All my guns got
looks like
gone.
Mr. Freeze or something. I think he was a bot.
Did you get him?
Yeah.
Okay, good job. I am low on all ammo.
Okay, so we go to the vault, and Chet is like, why do we even have a doorkeeper?
Well, he gets fired from his job as gatekeeper.
He seems very sad about it, but also, yeah, they never open the door, so what's the point?
Well, they do. They talk to the other vault, and we no longer have to speculate. We learned the relationship between the vaults.
Do you feel...
Well, we learned the relationship between these three vaults.
I don't know about Dean, but I feel happy that it's been explained.
Finally, something got explained on this show.
Yeah. That it was not all the vaults together. I'm going to get forecast. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you guys like the part where the brother's being interrogated by them and they're like, why do you suck so much about everything?
He's like, he knows they can't do shit to him, so.
Yeah. Yeah. He's like, why are you so unenthusiastic about everything?
Why are you such a slacker? We're all trying to survive out here.
Yeah.
But then they have a really good ethical dilemma with the POWs.
Or yeah, they do.
They do. Yeah.
Did you like how they were like, they were basically making fun of the council because they're all so moronically naive. You guys want to go for a loot island?
Yes, I would. Yeah, it's. I did not think they were going to go back to the vault.
I didn't either, and I'm glad that they did.
You are?
Yeah.
Have the political satire be a little bit more direct this time.
Well, have a little bit of closure.
But yeah, find out what happened to them.
Also, I think the vaults are interesting, and most people do too. That's why Silo, you know, big fan.
Did you hear Silo got picked up for a third season?
Oh, second season's not even out.
I know, but they got renewed for the third.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, it is an interesting ethical dilemma. Where do you guys fall on?
Kill him.
I mean, in this world, yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
You can't afford to feed him.
Yeah, what choice do you have, really?
Yeah.
Rehabilitate him.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess you could, but...
You can't. I mean, you let them out, they're going to try to murder you.
Right.
Yeah, and who knows how long it would take to actually rehabilitate them.
It's when they first said that they have a job for him, and then they immediately showed him feeding them, I was like, oh, they're sending him to poison. Interesting.
Yeah, no.
If they were going to poison him, if they were going to kill him, they would just do it directly.
I don't think so. Political games and them, yeah, they don't want to.
Jay, I think you're onto something. What? Going to use his position to say, okay, the council is too weak-willed. They don't have the stomach for it. I'm going to take it into my own hands and kill them myself because they don't deserve to live. You know, so he's going to take advantage. That's like set up. They set it up. He's in the position to do it. He's going to do it. So I think that's what's going to happen. Good call, cool. Jay.
Well, I mean, that's what I mean, I thought it was going to already happen. I thought that was why they put him on food duty.
I mean, it's a little obvious, but this show, you know, we'll do the obvious stuff.
Yeah, it's not
it's not Game of Thrones.
It's not Game of Thrones, yeah. Okay. Not even late season Game of Thrones.
Okay, so next we have Lucy getting waterboarded.
Yeah.
To catch the gulper. The ghoul's so mean to her. For no reason.
He's like, I love torture.
Before this, he seemed ultimately like self-interested, but not like sadistic.
Well, and he is self.
He still is.
His point isn't to torture. Like he says, he's using her as bait. It's all specific.
For the golfer.
But he also was like, he was kind of also coming off as the strong, silent type. And this one, he's like, keeps flapping his gums.
Yeah. Well, we're learning more about him. But the golfer grabs the anchor, and then we have a good. You know, that is something I appreciate about the Fallout games, is they no underwater levels. At least none of the ones I've played.
Well, yeah. I mean, that required extra resources to make. I mean, they weren't great to set that stuff.
Yeah, the what did you guys think about the part where she grabs his conveniently placed bag of drugs?
Well, grabs the bag and just grabs the saddlebag in general. I mean,
yeah,
it's his own fault for having him in the saddlebag.
It is his own fault, and it's very convenient that she.
I'm okay with that.
I mean,
yeah, it does okay
add it adds more dramatic tension. So yeah.
And then you have that good line where he's like, I always get sidetracked by some bullshit.
Just like the games, just like in the game. That I like that part. That's my favorite part.
all right. So he uses her as bait. The abomination fight. Oh yeah, that was ridiculous when Lucy says, "You need to obey the golden rule." It's like it's not even people like nowadays actually live by the golden rule.
But that's the thing.
Nobody's that naive.
Yeah.
They are, because they haven't had, like, tons of team here. Her whole, like,
we're
that
leaving.
Whole entire vault was all about, you know, following rules and making sure that, you know, it was a testament to...
You guys want to get on this fight?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
It was the whole testament about doing the right thing and making sure you follow through and all that stuff, right? That was the whole point of that place, so.
Yeah, but I think, I mean, they're still Americans. Like, they're not, like, no, they couldn't have raised their kids to be like, everybody follows the golden rule and you should be surprised if they don't.
The vault people think, the vault thought their world was dead.
Yeah, the vault people are ridiculously out of touch. It didn't bother me. I thought it was funny.
It bothered me. It was ridiculous.
Why would they think anything other than everyone thinks their way?
Well,
Are we supposed to believe that the people who set up, like, even if the people from the 1950s who set up the vault, like, even they didn't believe in the golden rule? You know, you know, it's not like Walton Goggins in that part with the birthday party. The guys are like, the guys who hired him, watch out for the storm, you guys.
Yeah, we gotta go.
Are living their lives by the golden rule.
Oh, shit.
Crap.
I think Lucy was just desperate and needed to come up with something.
Yeah, no. I guess that's true.
She's like, I gotta say something so he doesn't kill me.
So, I mean, everyone in that vault, all they know, it's been 200 years. All they know is what the propaganda they were sold on those posters. So all about being the golden rule, watch out for yourselves, protect each other at all times. Like, that's what they were taught. And that's what they followed.
Yeah. I didn't see anything about the golden rule in the vault, but that's fine. We can
it's okay.
We can agree to disagree about it.
If someone decides to make that the rule as an overseer, I mean, eventually after 200 years, that's going to become the thing.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Let's just stay here. The two teams are fighting.
They're the last two teams.
I understand that, but let's just let them fight.
Okay. Next thing I have is Maximus and the squad. He's like, say something about Maximus.
Yeah. Was he a good guy? I mean, who hasn't wanted to do that, you know, to get the opinion of somebody they think you're dead.
Yeah, like Tom Sawyer, attend your own funeral.
Exactly. All right, let's follow Jay.
Up to this bluff.
Yeah, okay, exactly. So that was funny. And, you know, the squire does a pretty, you know, he actually says some nice stuff about him. You know, very introspective.
And their other team is out in zone.
Okay, so there's the council meeting. Oh, yeah, we talked about the reintegration. Norm says kill. We talked about that. Oh, the water thing is destroyed?
Water chest.
The water thing? Yeah, the water chest.
The chip. So.
Wow, the alien.
Stupid alien.
Yeah, so that'll be interesting to see what happens with the vault.
I do appreciate the fact that everyone, like, the kid is recognized immediately that everyone's going to be vying for overseer position, and definitely says, "I'm sorry, overseer," and they all respond, and like it's an obvious thing, but it's also pretty well done. The sly smirk afterwards, recognizing that, oh yeah, these guys are not very bright, and they are going to screw this up.
Yeah, I think we all also saw it coming when he's like, "No, please share your news. You know, there's no secrets between us." And he's like, "Oh God, we're all gonna die."
Yeah.
You guys like the friend with? Oh, go ahead, Jack.
I was trying to figure out what duty they were gonna give to the kid, and then when the food, and I was like, "Oh, they're gonna poison." And then I was like, "Oh, well, maybe his duty is to bring up the topic of killing, so that they don't have to be the ones who look bad." And then if everyone votes for it, then, hey, all good. We weren't the ones who brought it up. We are still, like, all high, mighty morals. And we just have one bad egg, but it seems like it's the smart plan.
I mean, you also go with Occam's razor and just have him be the idea to bring the prisoners, just to introduce just to show the viewer that, oh, we have prisoners, and that's why we're going to be talking about them at the council meeting. It's supposed to be coming out of nowhere, but
yeah, that also, kid has way too many jobs.
Also, I feel like the overseers would say, you know, it's still our fault, even if people vote for it. You know, we still give the order.
They would all just vote for it, and they wouldn't have to give the order. They would just be out there, and if it votes, then they are a strong moral democratic organization. Vault.
Perhaps not so moral, but certainly democratic.
They are. Everyone else wants to teach them Shakespeare.
And yeah, that's calc. Right. That's right. All right. So now we have the Maximus versus the Abomination fight. And I like this part, except I didn't understand how a grouper? Yeah. How a grouper.
Gulper
can grab the squire, grabs the squire, and then he just Maximus just pulls him out, and then the grouper just dies.
Okay, so my theory is that that it got poisoned when it ate Walter Goggins's drugs, and then it just died at a very convenient time.
Oh,
okay.
I thought it like suffocated or choked or something. Like it took too long to swallow the squire.
I thought it was going to be like in Evil Dead, where the squire was going to like get cut in half.
That's what I was expecting.
I was expecting a gruesome end for the squire, yeah.
Yeah, or like Maximus doesn't know his strength and like he just grabs his arms and rips his arms off or something. Or they squishes them or something. I thought it was going to be something else.
Yeah, something much more dark.
Yeah.
Yep.
But yeah, no, I was like, oh, what are they going to do?
Yeah.
What did you think about the grouper's inside mouth?
Fingers.
Yeah.
Yeah, we talked about that, how it gives the idea that they're like humans.
That's really gross.
Evolved from a human, yeah.
Yeah, but other than that, I thought it was good. I thought I liked that part. I really liked the part at the end where they're like, we're alive. You saved us. Yay! And they're like both cheering.
Mm-hmm. That's cute.
Those are the jerks who killed me. Yep. Get them.
What's that dude need?
He has fire.
Nice dude.
Yeah, so Maximus and the squire, whose name I've forgotten. Good job, Anna.
Wait, Anna, there's another guy coming in. Good try.
Yeah, so they do find the head, you know, completely undigested, which is nice.
Not completely, but mostly.
Yeah. Enough.
Yeah.
So I was wondering.
Gooey.
Yeah, I was wondering how they were going to resolve that.
It's a neat resolution to it. Better than having to dig it up. But yeah, like I said, I like the part where they're cheering. That was cute.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so then
authentic human emotion, genuine human emotion.
Yeah.
I was afraid the doggo was going to get in on some of that action, and no thank you.
Yeah. DoesTheDogDie.com. So then Lucy and the ghoul wander around.
They're getting his meds. Yeah.
And then I guess you're right. I mean, that's the part where the ghoul is particularly like sadistic, right? Where he pours the water out rather than giving it to her.
Yeah. It's like, why does he need water?
That's what I mean.
He's a monster.
I don't get it.
Well, I mean, it's a monster who still needs to eat and still needs meds, so. If anything, he needs water more. I mean, you see how dehydrated he is?
He doesn't have skin.
He doesn't have a nose.
He doesn't have a nose.
He doesn't have. And he doesn't like the Vault Boy. So, leading credence to Alana's theory.
I like that tie-in and why. Like, I like that explanation of how they put that all together.
You're talking about at the very end with the commercial?
Yeah. And
yeah.
You know how I was the whole time?
It doesn't really make sense that his depiction is of a boy. Wouldn't it be like Vault Man?
Well, my assumption is that he was initially one of the spokesmen, and then like eventually they don't want to continue to pay him, and probably he just... I'm going to assume that he gets a vault access, but his family doesn't.
Mm. Well, maybe he rides away on the horse to go to the vault. But he doesn't make it.
Well, probably. But I'm saying that why does he not like the Vault Tech company and why they change it to a more animated or more cartoony spokesman instead of using one of the most beloved actors, right?
He ends up being like working at children's parties instead of being an actor.
Why does he change that?
Good question. I interpreted more that he shoots the sign, not because he doesn't like Vault Tech, but he doesn't like the depiction of Vault Boy because it reminds him of who he used to be.
But why did that change? Why didn't they continue to?
Because he got irradiated and turned into a freak.
No, because
that's the world that ended. The world ended.
But it's just like, this is who I used to be, and I don't like it. So.
Well, yeah, 100%. That's why he doesn't like it. But like, I'm trying to figure out why he. It is not the spokesman because it seems like obviously
the world ended.
Super happy.
Yeah,
but I think that happened before the world ends. Like he's not making that crazy good money that you would expect from someone who is the spokesman for Vault Tech, right?
Yes.
So yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
Maybe because
yeah, falling out.
Why did the men's warehouse?
Fallout, you might say.
Maybe because
the men's warehouse
doesn't allow interracial marriages.
That's what I'm saying, and that's probably. And I'm wondering if that's why he doesn't like him. And then he
Are there any black people in Lucy's vault? Did anybody check?
Yes, of course there is. There's the one who saves her life in the fight. He was awesome.
But then there's
but it's only that one.
No,
it's only that one.
What about the fat guy who's on the council?
Is it a cherry? Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, he's black, just not super dark.
So I read somewhere that what people say about Fallout is it's like everything stopped at the 50s, and then presumably that would include the racism, but I don't remember that in the games.
Is this about the floors again?
What?
Zach
was obsessed with them sleeping the floors.
Sleeping the floors. Well, it does happen because they walk past a bus and it still has dead bodies in it 200 years later.
Oh my god, nobody buried those people.
Well, it's not that. It's just like they would be gone. Like they live. This is the desert.
Would
they'd
they?
Be skeletons. Well, actually, I guess the desert.
Would they be preserved?
Let's not argue about it, please.
I don't know. You're right. I suppose we don't know.
Let's ask Temperance Brennan.
So anyway,
I get it.
Yeah, and then shooting a commercial for Vault Tech.
Do you guys like the part
because his wife made him? But I'm bump.
Ooh, so ironic. Do you guys like the part where they say, "Oh, so this suit can resist radiation, right?" And the Vault Tech people are like, "Yeah, yeah,
sure,
totally." So that called back to Matt's question about how come Lucy doesn't have any radiation suits.
Yeah, and I guess her face doesn't need to worry about getting irradiated. Right?
No. It's more that Vault Tech just lied. They lied.
They lied.
Lied like a rug.
Lies. So
that's the
continue
third
on. Yeah. Things happen. The head changes hands. What's going to happen?
Our characters are meeting each other.
And the doggo will forever be chasing.
Did you like that part where he's like, he's not my dog? What about the dog? He's not mine. I don't care.
He follows me around.
Yeah. I don't care what happens to him.
Feel bad for the dog.
Ooh, yeah.
Why? He clearly has no loyalty.
What?
What do you mean, what?
The people who saved his life.
Yeah.
The ghoul didn't save his life.
Yes, he did.
He killed his master.
Yeah.
No, he got
and then he
healed.
Saved his life.
Oh, yeah, you're right. You're right, you're right. Ha ha ha, yes.
Ha ha ha, whoa.
Touché. Whoa, that's quite the drop. Go a different way. All right, so any other thoughts on Fallout 3?
Nope, it was
Alana,
good.
You want to go into Mount Olympus?
Let's move on to questions of the day.
Please. All right, Zach, do you want to do the one that you and I discussed, or do you want to save that for when Rob's here?
We'll save it. We'll do the first one, which is, what is your favorite ship? By which I mean a ship that sails on the sea, not a relationship from a fandom.
Does that have to be a real ship that sails on the sea?
Does it have to be on the sea?
As opposed to what?
Like space? The space?
No. The spaceship's a different question.
Wow. So stringent.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Okay, I have an answer.
Wow.
And I feel like we've done this question before now that I think about my answer.
Well, what is it?
The Lady Vengeance from Divinity.
Good choice. Good choice.
Nice.
I'm trying to think what's my absolute favorite. Like, I do like Enterprise, the aircraft carrier.
I'd probably like one of the battleships, don't you think? Like the USS Missouri.
Too bad ZJ's not here. Or the Iowa.
Yeah, right.
What was your favorite ship from World of Warships?
Toronto.
Toronto.
Yeah. You guys want to fight Ares or whoever?
Sure.
Or Zeus? You want to fight Zeus?
I also like the SS Minnow, even though it barely counts as a ship.
Ooh, nice.
I don't have, very much ammo.
Ooh, the Argo. Feed Zeus.
Why does Zeus have a gun?
Great question.
Because it's Fortnite, brah.
Yeah.
What about the Normandy?
This is a spaceship.
So? It went on water.
What about
the Voyager?
It
did?
It didn't enjoy Eliminate it, Dominion. But it went there.
I don't remember. I actually don't remember that part.
Where the Normandy goes into the water?
Yeah.
Kind of crash.
Yeah, I don't recall.
Yeah. I think I'm going to go with the Enterprise for the sake of making a speedy decision.
I'm going to say, I'll say the USS Missouri, because battleships are awesome. Or the Intrepid from New York City.
Mm-hmm.
Good choice. What about awesome. The USS Constitution? Old Ironsides.
Yeah.
Now you're just naming ships.
Great ships.
All good options. Nice job, guys. Jay, how about you?
Ooh.
I don't know, man. Waterships? Waterships. Ships that go on water. My future houseboat.
Yeah, maybe you're gonna live on.
We haven't given up yet. All right.
All right, sounds good.
I think that's everybody. Next question, dude.
Yes, stand by. Question number two.
Getting the corn?
You can get it. It just lets you jump higher. Huh. So I don't think it's that good. All right, question number two. If we've done it before, I guess I don't care. I mean, I guess let me know. We could do something else. What is your favorite non-alcoholic bev?
Besides, coffee. Is coffee.
Is that your favorite non-alcoholic bev?
Yeah, definitely.
Is it really your favorite, or are you just addicted to it?
It's my favorite!
My favorite is root beer. I drink a lot of tea.
McDonald's Sprite.
Why
McDonald's Sprite specifically?
Yes. Do they do something different to it?
Yeah, do they add cocaine to it?
No, there's something about it. That's just amazing.
There's just something about it.
Enemies. I will say Lemonade. That's my favorite.
Not Arnold Palmer?
Yeah, I was going to say not Arnold Palmer.
It's been a while since I've had Arnold Palmer. But
is it going to be Lemonade from Red Rook Summer Adventure specifically?
No. I like I just like Lemonade in general. Do I like it more than Arnold Palmer? Yes, I think I do. Because it's sweeter. Oh, it says the coffee drinker.
It's not sweet!
So?
Yeah, usually sweetness is considered to be less desirable.
Yeah. Exactly.
For health reasons?
Yeah.
Well, but we're not talking about for health. We're not talking about for health reasons. If it's health reasons, then just drink water. Yeah.
All right. Nice job. Nice question, buddy.
I'm out of ammo.
Out of ammo. You're gonna have to go loot those corpses, huh?
Yeah, I guess so.
I think we killed them all mostly. All right. And question number three. What is your favorite scent?
Scent?
Lots of favorites today.
Yes. Doing favorite some basics.
Bobby's fur.
Caramel. I have this caramel tea that's like, smells great.
You asked me favorite scents and then I sneezed. Power of suggestion.
Thinking about your nose.
I need more big ammo.
I need it more.
I would say no. You don't.
Yes,
I like,
do.
I kind of like. I like. Guess I like vanilla. I like the smell of vanilla.
Smells good.
Yeah.
It's rather vanilla.
Did you know that vanilla is one of the hardest growth things to grow on this entire planet? It only grows so many miles away from the equator.
Wow!
Wow!
Is that why it's so expensive?
Yes.
Interesting.
Vanilla gets a bad rap.
Hey guys, what happened to that cocoa crisis?
What cocoa crisis?
I heard that we were going to run out of cocoa.
Oh, did you guys hear that the honeybees are fine?
Oh, that's good.
Don't believe the liberal media.
There's always some kind of crisis happening.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I'm glad to hear it, though.
It's a relief. One last thing to worry about.
Yeah.
Anyway, anything else to talk about?
Yeah, Jay needs to answer.
Oh.
My New Year's resolution is to pay more attention to the answers other people give.
Aww.
Yeah.
And that's appreciated.
Yes.
I try my best.
I don't know. There's a bunch of things I like.
Let's go to Loot Island, folks.
Oh, okay, I'm not with you. But you can go. I'll catch up.
They smell of a new car.
Oh, what?
The new car smell. That makes sense.
That's crazy.
What, that Loot Island disappeared?
No, Alana. Jeez, we're talking about the podcast. No,
new
that
car smell?
New car smell is Jay's favorite scent.
Why is that so shocking?
It's a good choice.
The new car smell is gross.
What?
Ooh, yeah, that is that's hot as take.
Nobody likes new car smell.
You are just really off base with this one.
No, I'm not.
Yes,
it's
you are.
It's a perfect take.
I don't know. No. Is this a bit?
No, it's not a bit. Everybody agrees with me.
That's wild.
Okay, you guys, there's a lot of teams here. I suggest for you a retreat.
I can understand liking it because of what it
represents
a new car.
Hell yeah!
The actual
that's why I like
smell.
It.
Well, that's fine, but the actual smell nobody could like.
No,
I like
what?
It.
No, what?
Matt.
What, Alana?
Have you tried googling it?
Have you tried?
How can you Google?
Running away, Alana, run.
Run, but I'm on Loot Island.
Oh, then whoever's down here with me is that Jay? Jay, yep. Run.
Flyers.
Nope, I'm killing. Got
okay.
Two. All
right. Anything else, guys?
Wait, we're not done with this. I need to Google something. Do people like new car smell? Oh, that's not a good... Although the scent is pleasant by some, there's some question about the possibility these chemicals pose a health risk. 2023 found that formaldehyde and acetaldehyde gases exceeded Chinese government safety standards, and researchers recommended that new car buyers drive with the windows open.
Y'all really did leave me, huh?
Okay. Wait, what?
Yeah, I did. I don't know where Zach and Alana are.
I feel obliged to tell you guys, I'm here, that new car smell has its own Wikipedia article.
Of course it does.
Should we, are we done?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're done.
All right, well, thank you for joining us here on Tuesday Night Gaming. Catch us every week
at
twitch.tv/mcslanty and group up with us next time.
They went up top.
Whether it's TV, whether it's movies, or questions about you, come for the laughs, come for the banter, come for whatever you choose. To Tuesday Night Gaming with the siblings and Jay. Listen while they play.